Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. In for Vince Vetrano, here's Eric Bilstad.
Vince is back on Monday. Michelle Richards is here. Debbie Lazga, of course. Adam Roberts in our newsroom. And Brandon Snide producing the show today for Pancakes. Thanks to Brandon for being here today. So I know what Brandon's doing tomorrow. I know what he's going to be doing at 3:25. I haven't even asked him, but I know, because I know Brandon. Michelle, I'm very proud of you that you're going to take one for the team and watch the Packers preseason game tomorrow, that you're going to make sure you study to make sure that you understand what the team's going to look like as we get into the season here in a couple of weeks when they kick off in Brazil.
Man, I've got plans tomorrow. I really do.
Preseason game number one, Packers-Browns, 3:25. You're not going to be sitting down watching that one.
I've got my nephew's birthday party. It's a pool party.
I'm willing to bet they have a television at that house.
They'll have more birthdays.
Priorities.
Oh, I love it. Although this is interesting. It's something to pay attention to, that it's going to affect somebody, this whole ION thing. Since the game's not on Channel 4, the Channel 4 has had the preseason games for years. Lance Allen's always out on the field doing it, all that. But not tomorrow because of the Olympics, so it's going to be on ION, which is Channel 55, or ION, if you look it up on one of your providers. So good luck with finding that, but at least now you know, Michelle, when you go to your party, that you can find a TV and sit down and pop on Channel 55 and watch the Packers and the Browns.
I can help everybody who's dying to see this game by telling them where to actually see it.
Yes. By the way, Michelle is a Packers fan. You just don't care about the preseason stuff. No. All right. Hey, Tropical Depression Debbie, still making a move north now, churning up the Atlantic coast, causing a super soaking, as it were.
More central Pennsylvania and western New York could see the heaviest rain in the morning before the storm moves east, putting other areas in the line of possible flash flooding.
And that's ABC's Lionel Moise. The amount of rain that they have seen in some of these areas and are still concerned about seeing in these northern areas, it's amazing to think that that much could fall, whether it's 12 inches or more. They've been worried about more in some spots. Now with the rain gone in South Carolina, there are other issues.
Rains are gone, but the flooding, the river flooding will take place.
That's South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster. They also had flooding washing cars away in Ohio in some spots. So it wasn't just South Carolina or right there along the coast. It's been widespread, the issues with this storm.
Saw some video just on the TV not too long ago about three children being rescued in North Carolina. I mean, these waters are just raging.
Mm-hmm. And the flooding starts to happen after the fact. It's not like it happens always right when it starts storming. Sometimes it can be later on as this moves on and you start to see the river's crest and you have the storm surge and everything else. You also have tornadoes that have been hitting some spots.
Several homes in Lucama, North Carolina, taking a direct hit from Debbie. The homeowner here likely asleep in his first floor bedroom when a tornado hit. The house so badly damaged, first responders had to lift and stabilize it before making their way in. Sadly, that homeowner did not survive.
Yeah, this has been a deadly storm. So that's ABC's Victor Okendo. He's in Raleigh, North Carolina. Meanwhile, further north,
near Wilmington, Delaware, the National Weather Service already confirming a tornado. Not far away in Bear, more than a half foot of rain fell really fast. First responders had to rescue people from water that was too high to drive through.
It was really, really deep and very rushing. It got higher while I was sitting here waiting.
Debbie taking the lives of at least seven people, including one in North Carolina early Thursday.
And then you have the issue of, and not that everything is about travel, but it really is as far as people moving in and around different areas. The air grid, the travel grid there, the number of flights canceled because of this, and you would imagine will be canceled through the weekend at least.
And nationwide,
yeah,
and beyond.
Absolutely. I mean, you're talking about in the thousands. So tropical storm, Debbie, now a tropical depression, but really quite amazing how much this storm has caused problems. It came in as a hurricane, and it's made its way off into the Atlantic. Then it came back, and now it's turning up north, and it's just dumping. It's a deluge of rain. It is 8:19. We got to check those roads with Debbie Lazaga. Hi, Debbie.
Hey there. Northbound 43, we do still have some delays there from about North Avenue all the way up past Keith. Something to keep in mind there. We've also got westbound on 94 backing up from just east of 35th Street through to Mitchell Boulevard. Westbound 894 still a little bit tight from 51st out to 68th. And checking that West Bend thing, we've got westbound Highway 33 closed right now at Silverbrook Drive because of a crash right in West Bend. I'm Debbie Lazaga with your WTMJ Johnson & Sons Paving Time Saver Traffic.
All right, Debbie, so I was checking out your video.
Ah, yes.
Your drinkies. You and Adam enjoyed some drinkies.
Started out with
that's
a clean
not my,
shirt.
That's not my toy word for like having alcohol or anything. These were non-alcoholic drinks.
Exactly.
Drinkies, as they call them there. You enjoyed the glazed donut coffee float.
Yes. That
all
was
over
excellent.
Your shirt.
All over my shirt. So here, pro tip, take the donut out, then eat the donut, and then have it with the coffee, but don't have it all at the same time because that will make a mess.
Okay, I get it. I'll write that down. Adam enjoyed the Fairway Fusion from the Old Fashioned Sipper Club. The one that you guys disliked, I guess from the name, I'm not terribly surprised. It was the Purple Pickle Lemonade.
Yeah, Purple Pickle Lemonade. I actually had high hopes for that one. So, unfortunately, they used the dill pickle juice to go with the lemonade. If they would have used, like, sweet pickle juice, it probably would have been different. But, it was a little bit jarring. So, yeah. Sorry, guys.
If you'd like to see Debbie's shenanigans with Adam as they were tasting the drinkies, just text the word drink to the WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. We'll send you the video. A24, frustration, annoyance, and some impatience right now on Milwaukee's east side. These vehicle damage crimes, some break-ins, windows being smashed in cars, and it's surging at the moment. There's been a couple of weeks now of just many, many cars being busted up overnight.
Every morning we come out and kind of do this dance around the neighborhood to see who's been hit, and invariably there's at least five or six cars.
That's Julie D'Angelo there speaking with TMJ4 News. She says it's been happening all the time. Like every morning they're waking up now and finding another car or two that have been busted into. She spoke with TMJ4's Marion McCarr.
Where we're standing right now, there are one, two, three cars we can see with broken windows. Yes. What's your reaction?
I'm sure there are more. If you kept walking around, there'll be more.
And this has happened to you before, right, Michelle?
It has, but it's been many years. But yeah, they broke my passenger side window. This was late at night, you know, like, I don't know, 10 o'clock or something, and took some CDs. And while that may not sound like such a big deal, some of these were like, I couldn't find them anymore. Like they were like friends of mine who were artists, or I think I had an autographed CD in there too. And it just was so, and just to deal with the glass and having to replace the window, and you just feel violated.
Well, in some of those areas on the east side, you can still see the glass on the streets in some of those areas. It's just, it hasn't been all entirely cleaned up. So there's some frustration there saying, well, hey, why aren't the cops bringing in more patrols in some of these areas? And I thought it was really interesting that this inspector from MPD, David Feldmeyer, told TMJ4 News, look, he said, first off, make sure you're reporting this. We may not be getting a report of all of these cases. If it's happening, make sure you're calling the cops to let them know, so then that can help them figure out where to move resources. He did say that they are starting to find places to go with their patrols.
We are allocating resources to address some of those areas where we're being hit the hardest.
Yeah, so hopefully you can start seeing a change to this. I mean, we're talking Brady Street there, that area near Astor there. This has been an area that's just been hit hard the last couple of weeks, just really surging.
And the people who live there, many of them don't have a choice but to leave their cars on the street. They have to park there. They don't have an option to park indoors.
Channel 12 reported that the damage in the vehicle damage crimes in Milwaukee nearly three times higher this year compared to last, for whatever reason. But report it. That's the biggest thing that MPD is trying to tell people. If it is happening, make sure you're telling someone. It's kind of like just like We Energies. Don't just assume that they know that your power is out. If your power is out, you should really call it in and let them know, because it's possible that the utility company may not know, especially in one of those major incidents when you have storms rolling through and it's knocking out power to so many different people. Hey, coming up before we get to 9 o'clock, a couple of things that we wanted to bring to you. One of them, Mr. John Mercure. He did the stroll around the Wisconsin State Fair. We're going to hear from John and some of the interesting folks that he spoke with during his time at the fair. They're out there again later on today. Final weekend of the Wisconsin State Fair, and the weather looks like it will be phenomenal for the final few days. It runs through Sunday, of course. The people watching, by the way, has been on point at State Fair.
Always.
Oh, it always is.
Always.
But it's been great this year.
We're upping our game.
Yes, so thank you to those who've been out there. Definitely upping your game when it comes to the people watching. By the way, speaking of that, WDTMJ's John Mercure zeroed in on all those folks wearing the crazy t-shirts when they strut the grounds.
Walking through the Wisconsin State Fair, thought it'd be fun to find out what people have on their t-shirts. Problem is that some of these I will not even be able to say on the air, but let's see what we find here as we walk through the State Fair. Your shirt says, retired and rebuilt, body contains aftermarket parts.
That means I worked 30 years and I'm beat up.
Tell me what that says.
It says, legend, since 1963, husband, since 2006, dad, since 1995.
Man, that's a lot. You should be on Mount Rushmore.
Thank you. With this pretty mug, you know it would be, oh, God, people would be taking so much pictures with this guy.
You got that right. You should be in National Park all by yourself.
That would probably happen.
Easily.
It says milk it for all it's worth.
Wisconsin State Fair?
That's right, yeah.
What does that mean? Is that a way of life? Is that a statement in the dairy industry?
I grew up in Dane County, and I used to show at the fair myself with a horse.
So, girl, you milk it for all it's worth.
We sure do. New move.
Bum, ba-bum, bum. Where are all the t-shirts? All right, I see some.
My shirt says, I'm sorry, did I roll my eyes out loud?
Read me what your t-shirt says.
Read it. I'm just going to nod and act like I'm listening.
Really,
and every once in a while say, right.
I wonder if beer thinks about me, too.
Looks like you got a love affair with that champagne of beers.
Yes, yes. I like champion of beers, right?
The champagne.
Well, close enough.
Mmm, beer. Oh, boy. Fun shirt, but I think the guy may have had a handful of champagne of beers, or as he likes to call them, champion of beers. What does your t-shirt say?
Born to be wild.
And it's got cool pigs on motorcycles.
Yeah, I get this shirt every year, the white one, and I got the next one this year. You want to pull the other shirt
already
out? Yeah.
Oh, so there's like a theme every year.
Yeah.
Let's see this year's shirt.
Born in the USA, Wisconsin State Fair.
Right, so and that's got that. Read me that one and kind of sing it like Bruce would.
Born in the USA. And there's a cow on this shirt, too, with a guitar.
It's a good shirt. One very interesting thing I've noticed, even when the guys have the shirts on, it's the women who usually bought the shirts. Guys don't like to shop for shirts or much anything. How do you like that shirt? Well, my wife bought it for me. Yeah, we all know they have better taste than we do. And probably usually a better sense of humor. What's on that t-shirt?
I love my wife.
She's right here. She's smiling pretty big.
Yep.
That's sweet. What do you think of that shirt?
I love it because I bought it.
What does your t-shirt say?
So my t-shirt says trophy husband because my wife is a winner.
The wife is here.
Yeah.
I am here. I would agree. I am a winner. Yeah. He can own it.
Is he a trophy husband?
For sure.
You bet my wiener schnitzel I'm German.
Are you the daughter? What do you think of Dad's t-shirt?
We bought it for him.
No t-shirts over here, but there is a female version of Loverboy. Yeah, right here. Safe fair, female version of Loverboy. Everybody's working for the weekend. All right, all right.
Your secret is safe with me. I wasn't listening anyway.
What does your t-shirt say?
Jameson.
Sounds like that's an experience.
Everybody's had one.
Jameson.
Jameson.
Lots of t-shirts. Some of them so obscene that I can't even believe they'd wear it out of the house. And I sure can't put it on the radio.
All right, John Mercure there. Thank you, sir, for that, reading all the T-shirts. There have been some good ones this year, especially. There are always some. There's some very special shirts we've seen at the Wisconsin State Fair. If you want more, text the word shirt to 855-616-1620. You can also text the word drink, and we'll send you a video of Adam Roberts and Debbie Lazga getting their drinky on. It's all the drinkies. They're non-alcoholic drinks that are being sold right now, these unique ones at the state fair. Michelle Richards is here one more day. Vince is back Monday. So, Michelle, how many days would you say you feel lazy?
Zero.
You never feel like you're lazy.
If I get a half an hour to myself at night to read or watch some TV, then it's a good day.
According to a new study, people need 60 days per year of doing absolutely nothing to feel rested and relaxed. 60 days of doing absolutely nothing, which could mean binge watching, laying in bed, scrolling on your phone, or they even have this example, staring at a blank wall.
That would drive me nuts. And it's not, and you can't even just, this doesn't count the people who are like, I'm going to go relax by the pool for the afternoon. That doesn't count. That's doing something.
Yeah, see, relaxing is different than being lazy. But right. this is saying that you should do absolutely nothing, and that we need 60 of these days a year of doing absolutely nothing.
But isn't watching TV doing something?
Kinda. Good point, but of the three of us,
that line.
Of the three of us, you are the only one who has actually stared at a blank wall.
Yes. After huge amounts of stress at one point in time in my life, I definitely did sit and just stare at a wall in silence. So
this isn't something that you do all the time. This was just a one-time occurrence.
Maybe once or twice that I did it, but it was after like some serious stress happening. So
Some people plan when they want to be lazy. They take their lazy days very seriously, with 1 in 5 even planning them ahead of time. 2/3 still prefer being spontaneously lazy. They call in sick or just sit around or scroll. Weekends generally are when we are the laziest. When we'll lay around the most and eat the most and not get out of bed. What day is the least lazy, meaning a day that we usually do not stare at the wall?
It's got to be in the middle of the week somewhere, right? Because you can attach a Monday to the weekend and take a long weekend, or a Friday.
Care to venture a guess?
I'm going to say Tuesday.
I know the answer, so yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday is the answer, yes. Tuesday is the day that we are least interested in being lazy. By the way, this is in the news because of this new study that was released, thanks to Saturday being National Lazy Day. So if you got nothing to do tomorrow.
I'm going to tell Chad. Tomorrow, I just plan on doing nothing. We'll see how that goes over.
See, I don't even think that would be enjoyable. Like, I know for a fact my wife would go nuts if she didn't do anything all day. Like,
well,
she
if
would,
you force her not to do anything, if she just suddenly happens to, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, suddenly realize I didn't get anything done. All right, then. That was a lazy day. It happened.
Yeah, but then you feel terrible about it.
I don't like to feel like I got nothing done.
Right, yeah.
I need to accomplish things every day.
Wow. That's pressure.
Well, I'm also a parent, so it's like I don't have a choice.
Yeah, there is part of that. 8:54, Political Power Hour is coming up next. Sunny, breezy, and cool today. The high is 73. We're not even quite there yet. It's only 62 right now. 73 the high, so a cool one today. There is a chance for an isolated shower popping up to the north, or at least north of 94. Tonight, clear and cool, a low of 51. Saturday, 75. Sunday, sunny, a high of 78. And again, right now it's 62 degrees. At 8:54. So we heard a lot about Noah Lyles. He's this American Olympian who was trying to be Carl Lewis 2.0. He was trying to win both the 100 and the 200 in the Olympics. And he got gold in the 100, a crazy race. Won it by, what, 1/100th of a second or something like that. In the 200, unfortunately, he came up short. He won the bronze. However, unfortunately, I think, lost in all of this disappointment of him, you know, just getting the bronze, is the fact that another American, an American from Wisconsin, won the silver. Kenny Bednarik of Rice Lake.
I cried. I was overwhelmed. It was just beautiful. I'm so proud of him.
That is Marianne Bednarik. She was there. She spoke to TMJ4's Lance Allen about what it was like to be in Paris for the event.
I'm happy. I'm thrilled. And a lot of people in the stadium were thrilled with Kenny, too. They were just cheering him, and it was an unbelievable experience to see the, I guess you call it an outpouring of love that he got. And it was transferred to me. I was getting hugs from everybody.
So congratulations to Kung Fu Kenny. That's his Twitter name or his ex name.
And his proud mama.
Yeah, pretty cool that he didn't get all the attention, but got a silver. And by the way, got a silver in the Tokyo Games as well. So, Michelle, the big closing ceremonies are Sunday, of course. They're starting to wrap down. We had Inez de la Catera on earlier, live from Paris, and she said it's already happening. They're like taking down stuff. So things are starting to settle in a little bit back to normal in Paris. So what will happen at the closing ceremony?
Olympic organizers say the closing ceremony in Paris will feature world-renowned singers, but they're not giving much away. We saw Celine Dion and Lady Gaga at the opening. An American could be in the lineup, though, since Paris will essentially pass the torch to Los Angeles, where the next Summer Games will be held. Team USA pick gold medalist Nick Mead and Katie Ledecky as its flag bearers.
It's such an honor. I only found out this morning that I was named that, and I started crying.
The ceremony's on Sunday. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
So there's a name that was dropped that could be possibly part of the closing ceremonies, and perhaps it's because Los Angeles is getting it next. Maybe that's why this name is going to be involved. But the name we heard starting yesterday and into today was Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, there is a rumor that he is somewhat connected to the closing ceremonies on Sunday. So what would Tom Cruise do? Would he just say, wave, hello, or does he do some cool stunt? Does he like?
There's some headlines saying, like, Tom Cruise to perform death-defying stunt at dystopian Olympics closing.
So that's
jaw-dropping Mission Impossible-style stunt.
Okay. That
just a couple headlines.
And with Los Angeles coming up next, maybe there's a tie there to have him do that. Not that you really need a tie, I guess, but...
Oh, here's a reputable source. So TMZ says he will perform an epic stunt to close the Paris Olympics.
All right. I'd say TMZ is reputable.
Yeah, some of these I hadn't heard of before, but this one, yeah.
All right, so expect it. Lock it in. Tom Cruise will be in the closing ceremonies. I wonder what he does. He'll jump out of
there's more information. Do you want it?
Yes, please.
Okay, so sources tell TMZ the plan is for Tom to rappel down from the top of Stade de France, landing on the stadium field and carrying the official Olympic flag.
Oh, okay. Cool. Sunday.
I'll be watching
on Channel 4, TMJ4. 8:58. Thank you, Michelle. Vince is back Monday. You can always get all the podcast stuff. Just text the word Vince to the WDTMJ Talking Text Line, 855-616-1620.